Yes, I have a motion. Second. I need a second.
Second.
I have a second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Red Eagle, seconded by Councilwoman Harlan. No discussion. Come out of executive. Call for the question, please.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Red Horn?
Is asked to be excused to he's already had beaten me to gray horse.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Motion passes.
For that, we come out of executive. Council, I have no any motions necessary for executive. Hearing none, I'd like to go on down to old business. Dr. Howard had called and he's running a little late. I'd like to go on down and at this place, I'd like to put in Mr. Matthews. Is he on your new?
Yes. Lester Matthews.
Yes. With that, Mr. Matthews, like turn the floor over to you.
He's under new business.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks again. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning, sir.
I hope everybody slept well. I didn't sleep too well last night. My arm hurt a bit, but other than that, I'm okay. This is reference to the oil lease. Do you need the township in range, or do you need the...
Southwest of 3, 2012. We have that in front of us, Mr.
Okay.
Matthews.
Okay. Well, we talked about getting the money up to get the lease. I do have that fund right now to get me.
Yes, sir.
To get it done.
Yes, sir.
And I like to, go to work here and get something done. There is some issue that we have to deal with, still dealing with the with getting the injection, but I have a backup plan just in case that don't happen, so we're good to go. Everything is fine and everything is good for it, we know.
Would you like us to entertain a motion for the oil at $3,600 at 20% at 3 years?
Yes, sir.
Is that correct, Jeff?
So moved.
So moved, and I'll second that. I have a motion on the floor for Mr. Matthews under L&M Global Drilling for the Southwest of 3, 2012, lease bonus of $3,600, 20%, and 3 year term. We had just lengthened that term, which is going to be valuable to you to get all that caught up.
Okay.
This is perfect. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, I'd like to call for the question. I did. Second chair made the motion, and I'm sorry, I did.
Councilwoman Foreman?
No.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
And we thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Just go right on next door and you're set to go. The resolution will be prepared and signed for you by in the morning.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Lacey, is that the best way to go about that? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Let's go right on next door right now. This way.
B.I.A. Oh, that's right. They're going to make you go outside and around.
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Y'all have a blessed one.
With that, I'd like to go on down to the CD. Councilwoman Gray. Dr. Howard hasn't made it yet.
Okay. We had our budget meeting the other day, and one of the things is that we have a CD at
Blue Sky Bank,
and one of the required duties of our treasurer is that any of our monies that are held in banks is that he goes out and looks at what the best interest rate is. And so it's that time of year, it's coming due. And so this resolution gives him the authority to find the best percentage rate. And it looks like that's what, this is what it authorizes him to do. And they have found, I believe he said something that's like a 3%.
Right under 3, it's 2.9, yeah. It's the highest that they can find.
And compared to what we're getting at, like 1.2.
The Blue Stem's offer was lowballing us, and that's the way Bartlesville did us too.
Yeah, so anyway, this authorizes the treasurer to get us the best percentage on our monies that we have in the bank.
Our investment.
Yeah.
Is that in form of a motion?
Yes, that's in form of a motion.
Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Gray, second by Councilwoman Harden. Councilwoman Foreman.
Is this, now this is just a one-time thing, and I don't know if this one that he's found is for 1 year, 3 years, what it is, but how are we gonna keep on track of this going forward?
Well, one thing that we did talk about, as you recall when we were in the meeting, the treasurer is going to be either at our the Wednesday meetings each month, and those are questions that we can always keep updated. And so, that was one of the requests that the committee had, is that we have someone give a report on what our funds are, where we're at, and it's a transparency, and it works good. And Jim, the treasurer, Mr. Littleton, he agreed that he will be here. We just put him on first, be in and out, and so I think in keeping that communication, it would be good for us, so.
With Pam Jester, we'll plug him right in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he said if he can't come, then he will send Pam.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So that's what this, some of this will do. So we don't miss those steps of, hey, and they watch when these come due anyway. And then that's what he apprised us of.
And the only other comment I'd like to add before we go out of discussion, call for a question. Anything that is made out of this investment is brought back to the investment. It's not out, it's not taken to Treasury like their accounts. Okay. Call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebord?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I'd like to discuss the FY20 budget. Councilwoman Gray?
Yes, we had our meeting last week and we sat down with the treasurer and Pam Jester, and with the input of with Lacey Reynolds and myself, and then members of the committee, which was Chairman Waller, Councilwoman Harlan, Councilwoman Foreman, and myself. And we went through what the budgeted items for the budget document for C395, and you'll see in front of you the monies that we have, and how we, there's not too many changes that we made to this budget. There was just a couple of line items. I believe we increased it just a little bit. We were very worried that there was a study done on space costing, and since we accrued additional space over where Congress was, that this was really gonna blow our budget. Because one thing we do is we ask for the money from Congress, they give it to us, and then we turn around and pay it right back. So it's kind of a wash. But we did ask for just how much was our increase our budget is? It's not very much. Like, do you have the amount for
me? We took last year's budget and
plugged it in.
We increased a little bit, but
161.
In the end, what had happened after the adjustments and all, we have a balance of $941.72 that we have to put somewhere.
Yes.
So after, because the wages decreased, I mean not the wages, the fringe amount that we pay decreased, so now we're off again.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you're saying.
So we're off again,
because there was a change.
Fringe decreased, which was kind of odd. I've never heard that happen, but it did. So, if there's that amount, my recommendation is that we put that in donations and awards.
I would say come into travel.
That's where we took the rest out.
That's, yeah, we did that.
But you're saying that's where it needs best interest.
Well, Yeah, well, either that, because we, I mean, we're getting ready to do another mailer. It could go into, where is that one?
Is this the adjustment they made after the meeting?
Yeah, like, we made the adjustments in the meeting, and then when you put it in Markaway, it automatically populates.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it costs them.
And this is what showed up.
And this was, yeah, so we knew that there would be a difference, so. I don't have any problem putting it under GSA travel, or not GSA.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
If we put it in travel, travel is one of those things where either it costs us applying, so it'll be off again.
Okay, so do we want to go ahead and put it back into where?
Something like professional fees or?
Professional fees.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Do we need a resolution for that?
To approve the budget with modifications.
With that change.
Okay, so I made the motion to approve the budget with the modification that we move $941.72 into professional services.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Gray, seconded by Councilwoman Harlan. Any other discussion? Is this the only adjustment line item we need for 20?
That's all we need for 20.
Councilman Rebar.
If I'm looking at the same, the right thing, this budget document for C395, it has a place for a CEO. We haven't talked about that in a long time.
Can I answer that? Oh, go ahead.
The geologist, just shy of $9,000. You can't hire a geologist for $9,000.
Okay.
Yeah, 10%, I believe.
Yeah.
What?
Mr. Chairman, just a point of...
Yes.
We're discussing the very specific line items and telling the budget amount in open session that's improper.
Well, let's go into the executive meeting.
Let's just hold off till we finish the motion.
When we did our strategic plan, which is almost... when we first came in and we were doing our budgets, is that this is what, this was part of that, that we said at some point, we've held that money, and that money is set for 2020 that we will have that. And I'm glad that we did, because we've had an increase on some of our professional services, and we were able to use that money and move it over. It's a holding place for when we get, number one, when you get set up and and Councilman Redcorn, your programs are up. Hopefully that will be awarded that other grant. These things are all coming together, and if we don't plan, that's where we're at. Right now, Mr. Lynn's, I can't talk about that right now. Because that's being executive session.
We can't discuss it. I mean, you put it on here, it's in, for our open, meeting. So if we can't discuss it, I disagree with some of these categories and numbers, so we can't discuss it.
Okay.
I guess maybe we ought to figure out a time and place where we can discuss it.
We've got a
motion on the floor.
Motion on the floor, you can vote no. Maybe not for that.
Yeah, but understand his clarity of what he's asking.
But we can go into executive meeting.
We just come out of there. Let's take care of this motion first. Is there any other discussion on the line item budget modification?
This isn't a line item budget. This is our 2000 FY20, which we are required to get in immediately. And that's why we had the meeting and we discussed it.
So this is the 20 budget.
Yeah, this isn't the modification.
Motion, call for the question.
It can be modified later.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Some of the issues that Councilman Rebar's asking about.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redicle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
No.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I'd like to take us into fiscal year 19. This is a modification.
Yes. So this is a modification because of some areas that we were needing. One is the IHS Petra. That annual renewal comes up, and it's around $20,000. And then we had also in our professional fees that we are increasing because of, you know, it's just that that's, we have a lot of what we do, we need attorneys and experts. So that's why we moved some of that money into that line item. Just want to click on it. Okay, so the modification is what we took. We took $7,500 out of our GS, the travel, under 5200 line item. And then we took out $929 out of our local mileage. And then we took out of our airline travel, we took $16,000. And then, out of line item number 5460, subscriptions, we took we put that in there.
That's correct.
Yeah, we put that in there. And then under professional fees, we put $3,825. So that's our second modification that we've done. Form of a motion that we accept this budget modification. So we
as recommended by committee.
As recommended by committee.
Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Gray, seconded by Councilwoman Harlan. Councilman Reddick, go to the floor.
Sure. This is the 2019 budget, right?
No. This is a modification to FY19.
Yes.
Existing year.
How much money do we have left in our 2019 budget as of today?
I have to look at Lacey for that. We're getting ready to do another drawdown.
It's only an estimation.
$674,632.
And we'll leave it at that. But we're getting ready to get the drawdown, and it's another requirement that the council has looked at as recommended by committee also, that I go ahead and request the drawdowns now. And that way, when the end of the fiscal year comes, we won't be caught in any kind of effort like we had last year. Mm-hmm. And that's in order. With that, any other discussion on this modification? I'd like to call for the question, please.
Councilman Reddick?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harding?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Just out of clarity, I have the three IHS markets. Is there a renewal on just this one, or am I looking at actually two different contracts?
There's two different renewals for the third.
Council?
Yeah. I want to make the motion that we approve the IHS renewal.
And a second? Motion on the floor by Councilwoman Gray, second by Councilwoman Foreman, to take care of the PetroSub standalone contract. The renewal for $6,859, is that correct?
Yeah, and the other one's for...
We'll just stick with this one real quick. Can I put them both together?
Yeah.
Then please continue.
Okay, and the other one is for $13,744.20.
That you have in front of you, it's a second available for that.
Second.
And you're agreeable to that?
I'm sorry, are we talking about the IHS?
We're putting them both together in one resolution.
Oh, yeah.
And you're the second, is what I'm asking.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Is that in order? Then call for the question, please.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Reddick?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay.
Can I
just,
take this next one?
Just a second. Yes, please.
Okay. This next one is the approval of the Buffalo Data contract. And we have already, since we just modified our FY19 budget, this will pay for the Buffalo Data contract for them to update the, It's 45 hours of labor spread over a 4-week period for developing, testing, and implementation. So the total cost to have this done would be $3,825. We've already modified our budget to account for this, just like we did IHS. So my motion is that we accept this approval of the Buffalo Data contract.
I need a second. Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Gray, seconded by Councilwoman Foreman. Any other discussion? Hearing none, let's call for the question.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Grable?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Well, thank you very much.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I know we skipped over Dr. Howard's contract because he wasn't here just yet. We've met Dr. Howard. We've all seen his contract. I believe it's been circulated by email. And I believe that time is of the essence, and rather than postponing our meeting any longer, we all know that the rains, you know, yesterday probably caused some driving hazards. I'd make a motion that we go ahead and approve that contract.
I have a motion on the floor. I need a second. I have a second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Harden, seconded by Councilwoman Foreman, to accept the contract parameters from Dr. Howard. Yes, Councilwoman Foreman.
He does make three proposals. Do we need to vote on which proposal?
Yes.
Could I recommend that we include in the motion the first proposal? Let's see.
Full engagement.
Yeah, the full engagement.
I'll amend my motion to include that.
I agree.
You good with it?
Yes.
Full engagement?
Yes.
I'll vote yes.
So I had to amend my motion to be the first proposal, first option. She has to amend her second to go with that.
Yes. Full engagement. Yes.
Council, you good with that? Everybody good? Yeah. I am.
Full engagement.
Call for the question.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Grable?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I'd like to entertain minute meetings.
So move.
Second.
Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Reddy, go second by Councilwoman Harlan to accept our meeting minutes. I'd like to call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Reddy?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn. Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Harder, seconded by Councilwoman Gray. Call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Radio?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Thank you all very much. I do have one little information. They're closing some of the back roads into Gray Horse. I know a lot of us really like them.